We are talking about what? The fundamental of faith. Amen. So I'm going to deal with the question today in some detail. What is faith? That's the question. What is faith? Why do we have to talk about faith so much? What is it? Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin, and you often hear me mention him. I think it's about eight times, at least eight times, maybe more, but eight times. And one of those times he said, go and teach my people faith. So what is faith? Why did God want us to be taught about faith? Is it just another teaching? Is it just a fad that people get caught up with? Or what is it? Well, listen to the scripture. Hebrews 11, I believe 11:3. Is that okay? Hebrews 11:3. Chapter 11 and verse 3. Now listen to what it says. I'll get that in a minute. It said, through faith what? We understand that the world will frame how? By the word of God. Who understand that? We understand it through faith. Now follow me now. Through faith, we understand that the world will frame by the word of God. So that, for what reason? So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And many times, you sitting in your seat and I'm standing here before you, we have in the past operated, tried to communicate with God by things we see. Am I right or wrong? I feel good. That's good. And you ought to feel good. But you ask somebody, God in the midst of the service today. Yeah, how do you? I felt it. Oh, really? When we understand that God is not operating in the sense realm. Are you in the house? Go ahead and put up verse 6 for me, please. Hebrews 11:6. And it says, but notice what verse 3 says again. Through faith we understand that the world will frame how? By the word of God. So that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. Right? That's what it said. Y'all stay with me, because if you stay with me, you're going to get blessed today. I say if you open your heart up, you get blessed beyond your wildest dreams. But without faith, It is impossible. So many times we try to communicate, commune with God through our senses. God tells us to do something, we say, I can't see that. I ain't going to do that. But without faith, it is what? What is impossible? Not possible, right? It is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Didn't say a thing in the world about seeing, feeling, smelling, tasting. Must believe that he is. How many of you ever seen God? But must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So, what is faith? What is it? If he said through faith, we understand that that's how the world got here. Throw another thing at you while we're here. John said, I saw, is what he said, right? I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Did he say that? Have you ever thought when a new heaven and a new earth appear, have you ever thought what's going to happen to the old heaven and the old earth? I mean, you can't have both of them. Just like God brought forth the first heaven and earth, he can make it disappear. Did not he say, but without faith it's impossible? But didn't he say, with God all things are possible? Is there anything too hard for God? Is there what? Anything? So he said, I saw a new heaven. That means for us to have a new heaven, why would he keep the old one around? Just like it showed up, it's going to disappear. Just like a pain pop up in your body and you take the name of Jesus and it disappears, what do? You go looking for it? He's going to make this old heaven and earth disappear. Like it never exists before. Why? Because it's been contaminated. Hallelujah. We're living in this world. Are you satisfied with everything going on in this world? So why would he keep this around? But in the meanwhile, he want to give you solid, sound truth. So you can live in this world and not be defeated by the things that are here. Why? Because the greater one lives in you. So how are you going to live this way? By faith. So if you don't know what faith is, you know how to get it, you don't know where it comes from, you don't know how to release it and how to operate with it, then you're left at a loss. And when trouble shows up, you're shook up. But when you're filled up with the word and faith, it doesn't move you. Some other report, thing shows up in your life, opposite from what the word says. Then it doesn't move you because, you know, that's the thing going to move, not what God said to me. What I know about him. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house?